Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Howdy, this is Jim Brackmeyer of baseball broadcast fame, and the Michael K. Show starts now on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Michael, from one legend to another, how's about we crack open a couple of pops and call a game together sometime?
Sounds good to me, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah.
What's everybody doing?
I got one thing to say to you, my friends.
What's
right?
That?
You know what it is?
What?
Happy birthday to you.
That's how I feel right now, Michael, deep in my soul.
Yeah, right wow. There.
Happy birthday. I didn't even put up a social media post yet because I wanted to say it to you. I wanted to say it right to your face.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Alan Hahn, get in here and say happy
yeah,
birthday
come on,
to Michael
say happy
K.
Birthday to
get
Michael
in here
K.
right
come
now.
On.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah, you don't see Hahn every day looking
right there.
Dapper.
Just sit right there. Let's return
right
the favor.
Here.
I did yeah, 30 minutes with him earlier today.
I heard. You sounded very comfortable on that show.
Oh, very
warning
comfortable.
Take my headphones.
They're already working on a deal. They're trying to put together a package to send to the K Show. I don't know why they're trying to impress Peter. The only one who impresses Michael.
And happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
Wow.
K-ster.
Alan.
You turned 50 yet?
Yeah, I wish.
Uh-huh.
Not yet.
I turned the same amount of same number as Aaron Judge at home runs.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. How was Don on your show?
Don was fantastic. The chemistry is really good. We're trying to work out a trade. I hope that's okay. We have a nice gong, but now that's not available.
Hopefully, we get you back.
I don't know if that's how that's supposed to work. Although Bart might go for it.
Yeah.
Bart loves him some Don.
And it almost rhymes. Bart and Don.
Bart and. It would be easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't bring to your show what Don brings. I really would be. You'd be at the
nice.
Loss.
Really?
You'd be at the loss. Yeah. By the way, I don't know
one
if
day
you saw.
Tell me what Don brings. John, on the slide, just tell me.
It brings hilarity as one
yes,
thing.
That's true.
We were throwing things at him to see if we can catch him. He didn't know this, but we talked about it. We're like, we're going to try to see if he can keep up with some of the stuff we do. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but you know, Bart tends to bounce from he's Tigger. He just bounces from topic to topic,
right.
And
I've heard
in the
this,
middle of a topic, and you're just like, wait, what? Wait, where are we going now? And Don kept up, which was impressive. But I have just a question for you, Michael. Did you happen to notice a comment that I made on a picture of you and Greeny at the Knicks game on Tuesday?
I did, and I didn't quite understand why you'd be upset. I mean, we actually said it on the show to go. I didn't tell Greeny to go.
Mm-hmm.
Greeny was there, but yep. Don and Peter just blew me off. I should have asked you, but I also figured it was a TNT game, and you work every game that MSG does. You probably didn't want to go there.
Well, I was there.
Really?
Sick invite, by the way. I was there, and I made the choice to leave because it was filled with people who were just there to be seen. And I didn't like that. Like, it wasn't an event. It didn't feel like it. Like, usually LeBron comes in, and, like, it feels like an event. That game felt like people that were there that just wanted to be there. Like, there was a whole CNN contingent there. I'm like, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing
where?
This? They were all sitting in the crowd. TNT was pumping them up. And it's like, why are they? Like, it's just people that I hated that as a reporter. When it's like, you don't need to be here. Out of my way. I got work to do. And this felt like that. And I'm like, I'm going home.
And when did you go home? At what point in the game?
I didn't get to the game. No, I was in the building.
Wow.
And it just, I reached that point of, what are these people doing?
Wow,
I
love it.
I love it. That's your guy.
Hop
well,
the
that's
next
the only reason I
home.
Showed up, you know, just to be seen.
Well, again, if you told me you were going to be there, and the problem is I didn't consume your show because I was in the midst of moving around the building. But if I had known you'd be there, I would have stayed, and I would have
well,
hung
I apologize.
Out. But then again,
I owe you a big apology.
It looks like you had a bigger deal of a friend to hang out with than me, so
yep.
I'm glad I didn't have to
well,
be
yeah,
the third wheel.
Well, yeah, Greeny's bigger, let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, happy birthday anyway.
Thank you, Alan. All right. I appreciate it.
And thanks for sharing Don with us.
Yeah, he was wonderful. If you ever really want him full time, we can work something out.
Peter's next.
Would love to.
Oh, and then I do the show alone. That's how another Mike went out.
No Michael K.
New York.
Well, I don't know if you guys have it, but Bart did have something to say about that other Mike.
Yeah, it was really interesting to
get up today.
Really?
Which was funny.
What was it, Don? Tell me.
He called him Pop-Pop.
Yeah, he calls him
Pop-Pop.
Didn't
like his, he didn't like his take.
And the other thing was interesting, too.
Yes.
About who he compared him to, and I don't want to do it to
no,
who he compared
yeah,
him to.
We, if we can get the audio, and he wasn't to let that him far say off. His words.
But how about so? But speaking of Frances on First Take, they played his spot where he said that the better regular season quarterback was Manning, and the better postseason quarterback was Montana. That was Frances's. And so on the news last night on Channel 7, they played that just after the sports when they're closing things out, and they said, "Well, Lee Goldberg, what do you think of that?" Because Lee's a big New England guy, big Tom Brady guy, and he says, right there at the end of the news, he goes, "That's why I switched to the Michael Kay Show."
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
so
oh,
I saw Lee, good man.
I
good
saw
man.
Lee in the commissary this morning, and I complimented him on it. We tweeted back and forth about it, and he's like, "Oh, I love your show."
On point, too. Like, the way he was ready for that one, too.
It was so
I
good.
Just like that Don was working the rounds at the building all day. He visited with everybody
really
here tonight.
I believe he was on The View earlier as well.
I think they call it the car wash. I was doing the 98.7 car wash.
Right. We all with Tamron.
Yeah, you and Tamron today. He's going to be on Liz's show later.
Let me give Peter back his headphones. Michael, happy birthday. All the best, boys.
Thank you. Also, Peter, I don't know if you heard this, but Don was at the Smith on Columbus Avenue having lunch with Whoopi Goldberg.
Is that true?
In front of Liz Cho?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Michael, it was with Whoopi Goldberg and Lee Goldberg.
Goldberg dinner.
That's right.
Got that.
I also contacted Lee Goldberg via direct message after that. I said, "That was awesome." I said, if I was in front of you, I would have given you a hug. And he said, "Let's hug it out in the commissary." So Lee Goldberg is a veritable god for saying that. Although I got to talk to Ryan. Who cares? Well, why is that news?
Well, I know one day maybe I'll be a better person.
New York.
And I won't have, you know, what people describe as hate in my heart. And
I don't think you'll be a better person.
I won't say things like this one day when I realize myself, but God is still working on me. What is it? Literally every time this man utters a thought, it has to be reported as news?
It is amazing.
Like, just real quick, I just want to be totally honest. He was very talented. He did a lot for radio. Is he that brilliant a mind that when literally words come to his mouth, it must be reported as news?
I think it was a slow day and they wanted to, you know, tweak Lee Goldberg about it. I think that's why they put it on the news last night.
Oh, because but it wasn't just there. It was in the New York Post. It was front and center, of course.
Listen, when is a reunion not a reunion when you've done it 30 times?
Oh, my God. I mean, It's wild. And by the way, they do it even for his podcast. They'll sift through his words to find it and make it a headline. Well, you know what I got for you? I'm good. You know what, Donnie? I didn't know you talked so much on the show, though. You're doing quite a job there with Michael. Didn't know you talked. I thought you were still the board op.
Still doing updates, huh?
Still doing updates, Donnie, but you're doing a hell of a job. Wow, Alan Hahn may have gotten better looking since the last time
really,
I saw him.
Really? Taller. Really, he's actually taller.
Let's be honest. He's the best looking guy in the state.
Easily.
Come on. There's
and that includes my good friend Greeny.
And Rick.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, you forgot Rick, so that's
yummy.
No, I didn't. Rick was one of the first people to reach out and say happy birthday.
We suck.
Wow, that is a tough battle between Alan and Rick.
Well, when it used to be Han and Humpty, that was the best-looking show in America, including TV shows.
That's a good-looking show right there. There's no denying. You know what it was?
Show is homely.
I'm going to tell you the that's not true, but I'll tell you the comp for Han and Humpty when they were together.
What's that?
It was Baywatch. It was like Pam Anderson and Yasmin Bleeth in their prime. That's what it was like.
Wow.
Yeah. Any of you guys watch the Pam doc?
Not yet.
Heard about it. Didn't see it yet.
On Netflix?
I heard she disapproves.
She didn't endorse the doc?
I don't think so.
Well, she wrote a book, so she's probably more behind the book than she is.
Right.
Well, I think she's part of her own documentary.
Oh, there's another doc.
Yeah, you can't get enough Pam.
Oh my, and you can't get enough docs. Have you noticed that every topic there is, there's then like three docs.
I love.
You should really be in the doc business.
I know, because there's so many of them. Hey, speaking of docs, you know I interviewed today promoting his doc. A man who
Hove.
Led That would be a big one. A man who led an interesting life, though. A forgotten sports figure who led a pretty interesting life.
Ed Hospodar.
Alvaro Espinosa.
All right.
Doc Ellis.
Ask me five questions, because this is a very random person.
Okay.
Is it a baseball player?
I'm not going to count that question. I'm going to allow you, because I want you guys to think through the questions. Is that really how you want to use one?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that hurts.
Yeah, now you just lost a question for nothing. Yeah, now you had every other sport to deal with.
What era were they big in?
Very good job, Don. This person was very relevant, particularly culturally relevant, in the 90s.
Hmm. All right, Michael, you want to ask a question? Is it your turn, or should I?
It would be very hard if you guys get
in
this.
In the 90s, is it someone I've ever met?
Everything about him is a self-centered question when you think about it. Is it baseball? Is it my friend? No, I do not believe so, no.
Well, then I'm out.
Was this person ever in a movie?
No. You know, five questions isn't going to be enough.
Well, we give up. Who is this
guy? I told you it was random. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. Like, we would ever get that.
Well,
we
if you ask
99
Chris
questions.
Jackson.
No, Chris Jackson. Yeah. If you ask smart questions, the five questions can do it. But you can't just come out and go,
okay,
baseball?
Let me get another question.
Was
is
it Don
a guy who didn't stand for the national anthem? I mean, how am I supposed to come up with that question?
Because you got
to
go, like, basket. If you can figure out the sport, and then you can get the city and the era.
There is no one on the face of this planet that would have gotten Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf in five questions.
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
But hold on, Don, if we had gotten to 90s Nuggets, you would have been there.
Yes.
He would have been right there. All you had to get was to 90s Nuggets, and it's Mutombo or him.
And it's one of my best sports phone stories.
Please, go ahead.
Was about Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
What was it?
Well, because we had the NBA hotline. So whenever you had a triple-double...
Was that near the sex line?
No.
Very close.
You know what? Maybe.
Okay.
And then they would send sound, and the radio stations would call this 800 number to get the sound.
3776 will take your phone calls, will lead you right...
And he had a triple-double, so we had to get him. And Lee Frank was the stringer in Denver.
Okay.
And he said, I can't send it to you. I said, why? You spoke to him. He's like, yeah. But Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf had Tourette's.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent the audio, but I had to edit it, and this was back when you had to use the razor blade and you cut and splice and everything, and it looked like Frankenstein by the end of it to be able to get the sound and all the just sound. He sounded like a robot.
Because you were cutting it too much.
I always think about that because he overcame a lot to be, and he was a really good player. Unfortunately, everybody thinks about, you know, him not standing for the national anthem, but he was a good player.
He was a hell of a player. And, you know, according to him in this documentary, he never thought of himself as being blackballed from the league, but it's sort of, to him, over time, that is like what appears to have happened after he got released by Denver kind of in his prime. But Steph Curry's in the doc saying, like, how much he kind of got from Chris Jackson's game. Then Chris Jackson, later Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Well, when can I see the finished product or hear it? I can't wait.
The interview?
Yeah.
I think you're mocking me.
No, he's mocking you.
And by the way,
you don't know that, Don.
Well, no, I do. I've worked with you 20 years. I can hear the sarcasm.
And
I can hear the drips of it.
And you know what I realized today, too? Because today is also DJ John's birthday, DJ Juanito.
How is DJ?
Again, you don't call DJs DJ, but I realized the common thread between the two of them. They're both bad guys.
Well, what did DJ do?
He's just like you. He just like takes every moment when you think it's going to be something nice and just punches you right in the gut.
Yeah, that's me. That's my whole modus operandi.
I know it is.
Yeah, it's sad.
What are you having for a meal today, for the old birthday meal?
Yeah. Steak. Jody's making steak.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Steak and cake.
Steak and cake. Good for
me. This is a legit question. It's too cold to barbecue, so how are you making the steak?
There's other ways to make steak, okay, Chef Boyardee?
Honestly,
I don't know. I've never made a steak outside of grilling it outside.
Really?
Well, you're out of your mind.
Why am I out of my mind for not doing something? When you go to Del Frisco,
do you think they take the steak outside and grill it?
But I don't... I don't have that kind of an oven.
But people do skillet is very common.
Yes.
They put a skillet
Jody
on.
Actually all right,
well,
steaks
I'm
on a skillet,
legitimately too. Asking the question.
Well, yes.
I mean, I've never had a skillet steak at home.
Do you have a working oven?
Yes.
Then you should be able to make a steak, okay?
You could do it in the oven, but I wouldn't want to do that.
So it would be you could use a skillet
or a pan. Yes.
Yes.
Natalie makes a delicious steak on a skillet. Delight.
Can I join?
Sure you can.
But why am I a bad guy for just not knowing? I legitimately wanted to know because I like
steak. You don't know. You never had a steak in your home other than if you grill it. It makes no sense. You're living a sheltered, cloistered life.
Honestly, if Nancy, if we got a hold of steaks tonight, yeah. I would go outside, bundle up, and I would grill it right there on the grill outside.
And Nancy would let you, too. She wouldn't say, hey, you know, we can cook that inside.
I didn't
you think
know it was
she's
an option.
As lost as you
I don't
are.
Do I have you're, a, I don't know if I even have a skillet.
You're 59 years old.
I'm 54.
You don't know that you could cook a steak
indoors?
I
figured I knew there must have been a way, and I was asking you what that way is. You answer it, skillet. Could we have done that without trying to humiliate me? Is it that ridiculous?
Well, that hurts.
Oh, my God. What?
Was it that ridiculous? I'm being serious.
Everybody within the sound of her voice, hopefully 500,000 people, everyone's shaking their heads right now. Everyone knows you can make a steak in your house, and it could be delicious.
Well, real quick, I just see on the phone lines here. Is this really DJ Juanito?
Yes. It's
Happy birthday, Juanito. DJ.
Happy birthday.
Does it bother you when I call you DJ?
No, I know you can't pronounce Juanito, so it's all right. I know your service is not that great.
Oh, I could pronounce that, baby.
Say Juanito. Like that,
Juanito.
In Spanish tongue.
Juanito. Oh, my God.
Juanito.
By the way, Michael, do not let Juanito bully you into thinking you can't speak Spanish. He can barely speak Spanish, okay?
All I know, it's easy to say DJ. That's what you are. So happy birthday. Well, what are you, like 50?
Sort of. Close. Maybe not really close. But anyway, I really want to say happy birthday to you. I look up to you. You're a great host compared to the other two near Netherlands.
Wow.
But yeah.
Netherlands. What are you killing me for? I didn't call you DJ, and I didn't call you a bad guy.
Rosenberg always tells me that you're a bad guy.
What?
Well, off the air, Rosenberg always bashes you, say that you always bash me. So I figure I'd bash you on your
I've never bashed you.
Yes, see, and by the way, happy birthday, John. I'm hanging up.
I can't believe all the lies that were just told in like 30 seconds.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Wow.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I always liked him. You had nice stories about him. I figured he's a good guy. Bad guy.
You hung up on DJ? I told you he's a bad guy.
He told like four lies in 30 seconds. There's no way Peter badmouthed me.
Peter badmouths you to me a lot.
Not true.
Privately.
Anthony, can you please send me this sound? Because I'll be playing it back in the morning. You'll need a copy
of
this.
How much of it do you need? The whole thing?
The whole open. The whole Juanito.
The whole open about steak. I didn't know you could cook steak indoors.
He didn't say
Flintstone over here.
Why did he say it that way? Why are you coming at my guy on your birthday?
I know that you can cook steaks indoors. I just didn't know how it was done. I don't want to mess the steak up. I want to make sure that it's done well. I don't know the difference between a skillet and just a regular pan.
You could do it in a regular pan.
But I don't know if it's going to be as good as if it's out on the grill. I know I'm dumb.
It's not.
But is this one of the examples of how dumb I am?
Yeah,
I'm asking the question.
This is one of them.
Is it that ignorant, Peter? Be honest with me, because you're the only person I really truly trust in this room.
Peter, be honest with him.
Prior to me being with Natalie, I don't know that I would have been able to immediately tell you the way to cook a steak not on a grill. I would have guessed a pan. I would have guessed a pan. But I wouldn't have been sure.
But you're acting like a pan is the only way. You could put it in the oven. That's what they do at Ruth's Chris and all these big restaurants.
No. They do both at Ruth's Chris. Don't they put? I think they put it in a skillet and in the oven.
Well, then how do I make sure that all the grease doesn't drip down to the bottom of the oven? I'd have to put something underneath it,
right? Well, that's right.
You put it on a pan in the oven.
Yeah, foil.
What's wrong with that?
I don't think it's going to be as good as the grill. Am I that wrong?
Wait, hold on. I just want to know, Michael, is Don just picturing grabbing a hunk of meat and dropping
it in the
oven?
Because the reason I'm saying that is part of the grill is that it's like on a grill.
Right.
And you flip it and that's how I cook it. So if I put it in the oven, what, I got to keep opening the oven, turning it over? Sounds ridiculous. Honestly, I would rather just go outside, bundle up, and do it on the grill.
I got a new name for him, Peter.
What's that?
Boar Don Ramsey.
And I tell you what, if I had a skillet and I made this, I bet you it wouldn't be nearly as good as if I went outside in the cold and did it on the grill.
So you're going to go outside in the cold.
I'm not doing it.
It might be 9 degrees today where you live and make a steak.
That's Chef Boyardee.
Why wouldn't I do that?
You know,
that's the way to properly make a steak. I'm not going to waste it. I think if I put it in a pan, what do I do? Do I What do I put? Oil? Do I butter the pan? Like, what do I do with it?
You put onion. You put a little covering of oil.
You know what? Just put a jacket on, go outside, and get the grill over.
I didn't use my grill all summer.
Michael, up till now, when Don goes to a steakhouse, he pictures that behind the steakhouse, there's like a line of people standing outside on grills.
You look at the oven in which they make those steaks. It's not my house. What kind of oven do you have?
Not one of those.
You're telling me I can make a steak as good inside in my conventional oven as I could outside
on
the grill?
At 7 o'clock.
No shot.
Get into your car. I hope you got a space on the street. Drive to the house. Jody will make you a steak that's better than anything you make on a grill.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Now come.
Can't be done. Cannot be done.
Steak and cake.
Can't be done.
It can't be done.
Because she can't be that good a chef.
Well, I'm not saying that she's Julia Childs. I'm just saying that people can make steaks on a skillet.
Well, I'm sure it can be done.
Well, you think she's giving me some shoe leather for my
birthday?
No,
I'm saying that you're getting a grade lower than if she went outside and grilled it in the proper fashion.
I wouldn't put my wife through that in the cold weather to sit there in front of a grill.
But the grill's warm, so it won't be that bad.
Okay. Hey, it's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Just one game today, the Heat and the Knicks. Heat are in front of the Knicks. They have the 6th spot. The Knicks have the 7th spot. They have not played the Heat yet this year. They have 4 games in the remaining 30 against Miami. So that game, you could hear it right here on 98.7. So 7 o'clock is the pregame. 7:30 will be tip-off. That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it is Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. Andrew Gundling was a little put off that the cake tradition did not end when he left.
That's not true.
Yeah,
there's no way.
He texted me today.
And what did he
say?
Read it.
I thought that was my thing.
No, it's not true.
You guys are making me a liar on my
birthday? Yes. Well, stop lying. There's no way he texted you that he wanted it to die with him. He's not that kind of person.
I think he specifically told Anthony happy to see it lived on.
Of course he did, because he's a human being.
What
the lies that have been told in this set. We broke a record.
And now do you see how Juanito and...
Oh, my God. I had no idea. He was such a bad guy.
They're the same person. They were born on the same day, man. Like, that's a real... I'm not like a big astrology guy, but people who are born on the same days do have similarities. There are lines that go through.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'll give you one person. Two people that were born that I have a lot in common with on February 2nd.
Go ahead.
Farrah Fawcett and Christie Brinkley. Both beautiful, just like me.
See, by the way, this isn't a physical thing we're talking about. So they could be like you. They could be evil monsters.
Farrah Fawcett's not with us anymore.
Well, she could have been terrible guy. I don't know.
Terrible guy. She was not a guy.
You get the idea.
I guess you didn't have that poster.
Yeah, but bad guys.
Bad universal. Guys at Universal. It's not about gender. I'm beyond gender.
Really?
It's unisex, right? That's
evolved.
The way you put it.
Yeah, I'm very evolved. I don't care.
Wow. I don't know what to say about you anymore, Don.
You'll come up with something mean, something untrue, something terrible, on your birthday, no less. And when you see the gift Don sent you,
Yeah, I'm waiting. I already get the Amazon delivery from
Bart.
No,
you're going to get nothing. But
I like it.
I was the first. I wished you a happy birthday last night.
How about this, Donnie? How about this?
What's that?
Kenny Albert. You know, we always have that competition.
Yep. Who won?
I texted him at 12:02. Happy birthday. You know when he texted me?
When?
11:30 in the morning today.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah, that's,
it's over.
It's a blowout.
And he said, I'm really sorry. I was asleep at midnight. Came back from a small vacation.
It's like Giants Eagles.
Yeah, it's a blowout.
Yeah. He's the Giants.
Never in the game.
And also, he shares a birthday with you and nothing in common. That's the only thing you guys have in common. That and you do play-by-play.
And they'd like to work.
So he's not a bad guy is what you're saying?
No.
Oh, he's a terrific guy, huh?
Terrific guy.
Really? The best of the Alberts, you'd say?
I know Marv
Denise Albert's
casually.
Very nice.
How's Al? I once had a call.
Al Albert, I worked with him. He's a good guy.
My dad, when I was up and coming in the industry, my dad got me a phone call with Al Albert to talk
about. How'd that work
out? He didn't help me, but he was a great guy.
And how was Steve? Anybody work with Steve?
I work with Steve.
You did?
Yeah.
What a head of hair on Steve Albert.
I actually set him up on a blind date.
How'd it work out?
With my I think it worked out okay. I mean, I think they hooked up, but that was about it.
What, wait, you're telling us right now that Steve Albert smashed your cousin?
Yeah. They didn't get married.
Oh, my God.
They went out for a couple of months.
You know
so
what?
Figured, you know,
oh, yes.
Something happened.
Wow. Showtime.
Hey, it's the final days of 98.7 ESPN Superbox Bonanza 2023 with over $10,000 in cash and prizes remaining. with the big game payout of $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and the grand prize final score wins a trip to Resorts World Bimini in the Bahamas, plus $2,000 cash. Please get your boxes by listening weekdays in the 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours through February 3rd. That's tomorrow, everybody. For full contest details, go to ESPNNewYork.com. What was that laughter for?
Nothing. Anthony telling me in my ear that we should fill the dunk tank with Omaha steaks.
I would love jumping into raw meat.
Well, thank you for that. I'll be hearing you at 6 o'clock.
So, sometimes we see things, because we're too close to them, differently than reality.
Uh-huh.
And that might be happening with our football teams. We'll get into it in just a moment, because the love that some people have for a certain team in New York is not shared by others.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Howie Rose,
ooh,
yes. One of the longtime voices of the Mets. He received the You Gotta Have Heart Award at the Baseball Writers Dinner over the weekend for his health battle. And he came public with the health battle in a really long, well-done story by Andrew Marchand in the Post today. So we're going to talk to Howie about what he's gone through. And how about the Mets as well for the upcoming season? There was one thing that jumped out at me in the story, Don.
Mm-hmm.
So Howie's wife, Barbara, was quoted, all right? And she said, "I always say my job in life is to make Howie happy." And I just stopped reading there for a second. I said, I mean, Jody loves me, but I don't think she puts that kind of effort into it.
But you do for her.
But do you? Does Nancy do that?
Well, you'd have to ask her.
Her job in life is to make you happy.
I mean, maybe not in those words, but I would think as a wife, your job as a wife is to make your spouse happy. Your job as a husband is to make your wife happy, right? I mean, I don't know if she'd put it in those words, but I do think that everything's done is for each other's benefit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. You're right. We should get her on. We got an open show here today. We'll get them both.
How about Miss Hatton? You think that's her feel, Peter? Your happiness? I hope he's happy.
I think there's. I don't know if that's her feel. I feel like she feels stronger than that. Stronger.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not a.
We could hope.
Yeah. Why not? She made me a delightful lunch today, by the way.
The second part of the quote, Don, made me think that Howie and I are a lot alike. She said, "I was saying my job in life is to make Howie happy, which is a very tough job because he's a very pensive person who doesn't always look on the bright side." Who does that sound like, Don?
Sounds like you.
Yeah, that is me.
Okay.
Howie's fun. I heard him last night. He was a guest on the Beatle channel on Sirius XM.
Michelle has a channel?
She probably could.
It's just Spurs, wrestling, and fart jokes.
That would be the top three subjects.
That would be the top subjects on Beatles Channel.
All right, so let me pay off the tease, and it leads right into the Gangrene Report, brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. So we're in New York, and you know, I guess we drink the Kool-Aid, or maybe even we make the Kool-Aid sometimes. Well, the Jets, they're a quarterback away from being in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's how close they are with the talent they have. Well, some think otherwise. Some think otherwise. Bill Barnwell of ESPN put together a list ranking quarterbacks' landing spots, the most quarterback-needy NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
So number one is the Giants. Number one is the 49ers.
That makes sense.
And that makes sense. And yeah. I would say a quarterback would really want to go there.
Yes.
Right? They're ready-made. They have the defense, they have the weapons, ready-made. Number two, the Las Vegas Raiders. Number three, the Atlanta Falcons.
Wait.
Number four, the Seattle Seahawks. Number five, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. With Tom Brady, they couldn't finish over 500. And number six, the New Orleans Saints. The Jets aren't in the top six.
But this list is ridiculous.
So, I mean, we can look at this. Quarterback needy teams. Well, I mean, the most quarterback needy team in football is the Jets.
Right.
So then if we judge this list as, well, where would quarterbacks really want to go, that's a different story. But in terms of the most quarterback needy team, the Jets don't have a quarterback.
Now, you look at attractiveness, Michael. Why would the Jets be there? Why would the Falcons be more attractive than the Jets? Explain that to me.
I can't.
I mean, the only thing would be, and I think we can punch it up, Michael, they probably have a list of reasons why, positive and negative. The one positive I can think of with the Falcons, it's a winnable division. Same thing with the Buccaneers. Like, I don't know if the Jets have Aaron Rodgers. They're a lock to win their division. Buffalo's still good. Josh Allen's still good. Where I think if you put Rodgers in Atlanta, you put Rodgers in Tennessee, those divisions, you will win those divisions. But Tom Brady, you can make the case, Michael, Tom Brady retired because he didn't want to go back to Tampa because it's not an attractive place to play.
And they don't have a quarterback. So if it's just quarterback needy, well, how could they not be more than fifth?
And why right? Is Seattle needy? Geno Smith's going to get votes for MVP.
He's a free agent, though, so maybe the thought is he might not sign there.
He'd be nuts if he left. Honestly, nuts. That's the perfect place for him.
Yeah, it's a little odd, and I've always like kind of sat back on this, where the Jets are a quarterback away. I don't know. I don't know if they're a quarterback. Even if Aaron Rodgers came here, are they? You know, we were talking off the air, Don. They might not even win their division. So does Aaron Rodgers want to go someplace where he's going to have to be a wild card team?
Then
not even play a home game
in the
playoffs.
To clarify, Barnwell's basically clarified that what he's saying is what teams are most appealing in the eyes of a prospective quarterback.
Well, then that still doesn't make sense.
But I think it goes well beyond whether or not they have pieces and includes the whole thing organizationally. Because my Commies were nowhere to be found, and they're much better football-wise than some of the people on that list. But who wants to play for Dan Snyder?
The 11th team is the Titans. The 10th team is the Panthers. The 9th team is the Commanders. The 8th team is the Giants. And the 7th team is the Jets.
The pros for the Jets, excellent defense, promising young playmakers. Cons, questions along offensive line, playmakers, offensive coordinator, commitment to the current starter. I don't get that. All right, offensive line I get. But you just said promising young playmakers, now you're putting playmakers as a con? Offensive coordinator? You don't like what they've done? So I guess he doesn't like Hackett. Commitment to the current starter. Well, they'll have all the commitment in the world to Aaron Rodgers. So do you understand, outside of the questions with the offensive line, any of those cons that Barnwell said?
You know, sometimes, Don and Peter, the way an organization is perceived from the outside, whether it's true or not, is the perception of the organization. The Jets are kind of not looked at as a well-run organization. Maybe a player doesn't want to join that.
All right, then list that. let's say, you know, history of failures at quarterback. You know, if you want to say Robert Saleh's a defensive head coach. But offensive coordinator, is Hackett that bad? I know he wasn't a great head coach. And I don't get the commitment to current starter.
Yeah, the Jets have no commitment to Zach Wilson.
But they have no commitment to Zach Wilson for a reason. Right? Zach Wilson wasn't very good. Now, if you want to blame LaFleur for that, fine. LaFleur's gone. Now you brought in Nathaniel Hackett. You've changed the offensive coordinator. The weapons are going to be a year older. I really think there's a bias. And listen, I'm not a Jet fan. You know, so this isn't coming from the heart. It's just coming from being around the team for 20 years, is that it's just easy. If you're trying to make predictions, Michael, about who's going to fail, who's not going to work out, you know, then pick that it's going to fail for the Jets, because it always seems to. And the perception where that's where quarterbacks go to die, it's never going to work. But if you really look at the current team and you look at this roster, outside of the offensive line, which I think is a legitimate question mark, they don't have weapons. Their defense is very good, and they likely will have, you know, Garrett Wilson could win Offensive Rookie of the Year. You know, their running game is going to be outstanding next year. Everybody's going to come back healthy. You know, weapons galore, more weapons than I think a lot of these quarterbacks that are going to be leaving their current destiny, their most recent place have. I just think it's just easy to pick on the Jets because of their history.
Yeah, but their history is their history. It is what they are.
No, but is it right to pin mistakes from Idzik and Tannenbaum and all the other general managers and all the other coaches and all the offensive coordinators on this current staff?
It's not right, but you know what? The Red Sox, every Red Sox team since 1918, before they won in 2004, they suffered the slings and arrows of everything that came before them. That's just the way it works. And if you're constantly reminded of the failures, you become part of the failures. It becomes part of your mindset.
But if you are, and I can't get inside the head of a quarterback, but if I'm a quarterback, I'm going to look at the history, I'm going to look at the now. I'm going to say, how do I feel about Robert Saleh? Hey, he's a player's coach. Yeah, he's a defensive-minded coach, but he seems to be a player's coach. I might like that. Nathaniel Hackett, I'm sure every quarterback's got an opinion on every offensive coordinator in the league. So you have an opinion on Nathaniel Hackett. If you don't like him, okay, you go. If you like him, then you come here. I'm sure that they can scout and look at these players and get film on these players to see how good their wide receivers, tight ends, and running backs are going to be. I think Joe Douglas has got a pretty good resume. All right, outside of Zach Wilson drafting him, he's done pretty well with his trades. All these young players have come from his draft. Wouldn't you look at that more than, oh, that's the team that hasn't won a Super Bowl in 50 years?
I think you would try to balance the scales with what you said, but the fact that they seemingly from the outside in looking dysfunctional, and that, you know, the word around the league is the owner is very involved, whether he wants to admit it or not. So,
well, then what I would say to Barnwell is, if you want to put Robert Saleh as a negative because he hasn't won anything, he's had, you know, two losing seasons as a head coach, and it's his first 2 years as a head coach, then I can buy into that. If you want to tell me a meddling owner, then I could buy into it. That's not what he said. So if you want to tell me that, then I can maybe understand that. You came up with two very good reasons, and maybe the top one would be, I don't know if I want to go to a place where the owner seems to really meddle and get involved, and he doesn't have a history of doing that well. But you're going to list playmakers as a positive and then playmakers also as a negative? And how they treated Zach Wilson? Well, how else would you have treated Zach Wilson? If anything, they stuck with him too long.
Now, let's take a brief time out. We'll continue this. Also, one bit of good news for Jet fans. Well, that's two bits. Of the list, the six teams that are listed ahead of the Jets in terms of where a free agent quarterback would want to go, five of the six are NFC teams.
Right.
And if you believe what is being written about the Packers not trading to an NFC team, the only team that the Jets are going to have to worry about is the Raiders. And it's being reported today, Joe Douglas telling people around the NFL, Jets are all in. All in.
That's good news.
On Aaron Rodgers.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Easy question, Don and Peter. Well, easy question. Maybe the answer's not easy. Jets get Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Mekhi Becton's healthy. Vera Tucker is healthy. Breece Hall comes back just the way he left. Defense remains stout. Now, be honest, are they beating the Bills in the AFC East?
I can't guarantee that. They're definitely a playoff team.
Right. I agree.
All right. But I can't guarantee they beat Buffalo. But does Stephon Diggs stay, or do they?
Is he gone?
You know, so if they lose Diggs, does that bring them down a peg? I'd like to try it. You know, would that scare Aaron Rodgers off? Listen, I'm not guaranteed to win the division, so I'd rather go elsewhere.
He stays in Green Bay, he's not guaranteed because the Vikings might win.
Right. Well, the Vikings should win because why would it be really any better? So
well, the Vikings
no,
might not have luck on their side next year.
I can't say it with certitude. So, you know, would I rather go to Tennessee where it's a winnable division? I got a great running game, good offensive line.
Do we even know if people, if prospective quarterbacks consider it in this way? They think about it like that, like, oh, can I win? Or
yeah.
They're not all such egomaniacs that they just assume they can win.
Well, I think this guy's an egomaniac, but he also is a football savant.
Well, he's going to be 40 years old, so I would think whether you want to put it in the order because he said something about, you know, winning MVPs. Does he want to win an MVP? Well, where you go, your coach, your offensive line, the weapons around you are going to help you do that. If you want to win a championship, then that's going to be about your weapons and your coach and all that. I mean, is he going to? What is it going to be? Where do I want to, you know, spend 6 months out of the year? How tough's the media?
Did you hear? I don't know. Did you hear the narrative that I don't know if I?
I
mean, how people just say it like it's the truth. We have no idea. The only guy who talks to him is Pat McAfee, but well, you know, Brady retiring ensures that Aaron Rodgers will be back. Because he doesn't want to be in the same Hall of Fame class as Tom Brady and share the spotlight. How do people know that?
Well, I guess you can guess. If you think he's an egomaniac narcissist, then yeah, that would factor in, wouldn't it? You're going to go in to the Hall of Fame with J.J. Watt and Tom Brady. And you're going to have to share the spotlight with one of the great defenders of all time and the greatest quarterback of all time. Or you can play another year, maybe win another MVP, maybe win another Super Bowl, and go in where you're the man.
But you're
if you're a narcissist,
man,
that's going to be part of it, right? Yeah,
but you don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to have his fair share of like support that week
in Canton? Of
course.
You can make a case he'll have more support because I think there's more Packer fans than Patriot fans.
Yeah, good point.
But you're still sharing the spotlight. It's going to be Tom Brady that's going to make the last speech. It's going to be, you know, everybody's going to be talking to Tom because you're going to have to share the spotlight. Now, Rodgers is no slouch, and I think he'd be even bigger than J.J. Watt. But if you just admitted you think he's kind of a narcissist and he's got an ego, you don't think
going to
the Hall of Fame any other year but when Tom Brady's going in is going to factor in?
No, because you could be a narcissist, but you could also be somebody who does the right thing for themselves. So if he thinks he's done, he doesn't want to play anymore, he's not going to play next year just because Tom Brady's going to be in his Hall of Fame class.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean
the biggest crowd ever in Cooperstown was Cal Ripken Jr. and Tony Gwynn. They shared the spotlight. It was great. Nobody felt slighted. Nobody felt slighted.
Right.
God, were those the two... Those are the two most lovely gentlemen to go into the Hall of Fame at the same time?
Yeah, there were like, I think, 82 to 90,000 people there.
With two beloved guys, I mean, faces of their teams. I don't believe that that would be a factor, and I also don't think there's any chance he quits because if you really watched last year, he was pretty good. And he gave the team a chance. Now, I'll tell you what the problem was, in my opinion, potentially for that team. We talked about a little bit with him doing ayahuasca last summer and going to Lilith Fair, whatever the hell he was doing, was missing training camp. That team took, what, 2 months to get warmed up?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're in the playoffs. If they just pull it together earlier, they're in the playoffs.
But it's a bad look, though, Peter. All they had to do was beat the Lions. The team had nothing to play for, and they're in the playoffs, and they couldn't do it. They really laid an egg.
True, but let's be real. By the end of the year, the Lions were a good football team. That wasn't normal.
Yeah, but when
Lions.
When that team has nothing to play for, and you have a win, and you're right. in, and you don't win,
but
and
no, I, do you really believe
you play well?
But again, this is the other things that we as fans sort of attribute to teams that I don't know if it's true. Did the Lions really think of it as they have nothing to play for?
No, if you watch the game, they didn't
they looked
think
like
that.
It was the Super Bowl.
No, I'm with Peter on that. Sometimes you look, they got nothing to play for. All right, they didn't have anything to play for, but you're the Lions. All right, it wasn't a disappointing season. There might be a team that there were great expectations, and now you're going to settle for just having to play the role of spoiler in Week 18. That Lion team, they treated it as a big game. They wanted to knock the Packers out. They were proud of the season that they had.
Well, if you were to
I don't look at it as that was a lame duck team. That's a team that came to play and a team that was better than the Packers.
If you were to look at the performances in Week 18, tell me which team was playing for something and which one wasn't between the Cowboys and the egg they laid against Washington and the Lions against Green Bay. Cowboys were playing for something still. Lions were not. One showed up, one didn't. So I don't know. But I just think Rodgers still has a lot to offer if you're willing to suffer through the nozzle.
I would agree with you. And it wasn't so much that he missed a lot of training camp they started off. So he had young receivers. You have to learn them. They have to learn you. Toward the end, he had receivers that he trusted. He didn't trust them the first two months of the season.
But he missed – but he didn't show up to camp. Don't you think it's possible that guys like – is it possible that Christian Watson develops faster than Week 9?
Maybe.
If he bonds with Rodgers sooner?
Right. But do you think that's going to be an issue for his new team? Because he's really going to want to make this work and show everybody that last year was just a fluke. I mean, he's going to be way motivated. Maybe not in a team way, but even in a selfish way, you still benefit from that. I mean, how would it look if he has another bad season or worse than last year's? Well, then he's done. So he's going to be totally motivated to play. And to show that he still has something left. The Jets benefit from that.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.